Today I'm interviewing my good friend Lydia about why she is a vegetarian and the impact that that has had on her life. Lydia, what exactly does being a vegetarian mean to you?
To me, it means to save animals' lives, to be one of the 1 people in a million that don't eat them.
How old were you when you decided to become a vegetarian?
I was 6 years old.
And what caused you to make that decision?
We had neighbors that had cows, and there was one in particular that I absolutely loved. His name was Charlie. And I'd go see Charlie every single day. He was like my best friend. And he would wait for me at the fence, and I would be there, and I'd feed him apples, and I'd talk to him, and we'd play. And one day, Charlie just disappeared. And so I asked my brother, I was like, you know, where did Charlie go? And he told me that he was going to be in our freezer. So after that, I made a pact that I would never eat meat again, and I didn't.
Have you ever had a desire to eat meat since you made that choice at such a young age?
You know, a lot of people have asked me this question, and really the answer is no. Once I found out that animals were meat, like, everything about meat was just, like, nasty to me. I never wanted to eat it again.
Do you miss meat?
No, I really don't. I don't even hardly remember what most of it tastes like, but a lot of times the meat smell kind of makes me feel sick.
What was the worst part about becoming a vegetarian for you?
I definitely probably had to say how my friends and family treated me. Like, you know, they were all like putting it in my face, like eat it, and like trying to make my favorite dishes and trying to make me eat meat again. Also like asking questions like, what are you gonna eat? You know, do you just eat grass? Like kind of just like how they just treated me about it, and like people made me feel like a weirdo.
Since you do not eat meat, do you eat meat replacement products such as veggie burgers?
Yes, I do. I eat lots of fake meat. from chicken nuggets to corn dogs to veggie burgers to ground beef, I literally can eat any kind of vegetarian substitute meat that I want.
Do you still drink milk as a vegetarian?
Yeah, I do. I still drink milk, eat cheese. Basically anything dairy. It doesn't bother me if it comes from an animal. I just don't want the animal to die or suffer. So I can eat anything that has dairy in it.
Where do you get protein from?
I eat a lot of nuts. I like peanut butter. I also do a lot of beans. When I was younger, I totally struggled with this because I didn't like beans at all. But as I grew older, like I just started learning that beans were really good for you and that they would get protein. But definitely peanut butter. I even do some protein shakes.
What are some foods you do eat on a normal basis?
Beans, rice, potatoes. I love potatoes, anything potato. Mashed potatoes, French fries, and a lot of vegetables. I eat a lot of vegetables.
Where do you buy vegetarian food?
You can really get it anywhere. It's, you know, being a vegetarian does not like limit you. Like I said before, like I can eat any kind of fake meat that I want. You can get that at Walmart, Food Lion, Dollar General. I mean, really anywhere.
Does it cost more to be a vegetarian than it does for humans consuming fast food?
It honestly really does. Just as I was saying before, like the fake meat, it's funny because I'll go into the grocery store with like my brother and I'll get a pack of like 4 veggie burgers and it'll cost me like $8, and like he could get like a pack of like 40 burgers for like $8. So the pricing definitely is hugely different. And even like vegetarian restaurants, I mean, you pay like double or triple sometimes as you would to pay like at a McDonald's just for like a meal deal, but you pay like, you know, probably triple what you'd pay for, you know, at other places. But I think it's worth it though. I really think it's worth it, and it's a healthier lifestyle and better food. So it doesn't bother me that I pay more.
What are some advantages of being a vegetarian?
I think there's a lot of advantages for that. One, just in your personal body, like I just don't think that all the meat that we consume is really healthy for you. Meat is bad for your cholesterol, it's bad for your heart, it's bad for your weight. It's, you know, there's a lot of consequences that you have from meat, especially how it's processed today. When I was 6, you know, to me, it was just like, oh, I'm not gonna eat meat, you know, because I love animals. But as I grew older, I realized like the process that the animals go through. They're under so much stress when they die. They have steroids put in their diets. They're killed at young ages. And it literally, that stress of their life and the steroids that they're put on literally goes into our bodies. And it's been known to cause cancer. So for me, there's a big benefit. I have less cholesterol problems. I'll have less weight problems. I'll have less heart problems. I've seen it in my own family. like my sister, for instance, she's gone through a lot of health issues, and a lot of it I think is based on her meat. I've never had to go through, but she eats so much meat, and I really wonder if it has something to do with the fact that she eats a lot of meat.
Do you believe vegetarian diets are safe for children and babies?
I definitely do. I think that anybody and everyone can live without eating meat. You know, when God created this world, he, in the very beginning, Adam and Eve didn't eat the meat. And so he had a whole diet plan based on plant-based. So I definitely think that you can totally be totally free and get all of the vitamins and nutrients that you need with plants rather than just eating meat.
Is it difficult eating out?
That definitely depends on where we eat. It definitely has been. It's been challenging, but as I said before, I love potatoes, so I can always just get french fries even if we go through, you know, McDonald's or wherever. But it definitely can be, especially because I think it's more awkward with the friends that I go with, because they're always like, oh my word, what are you going to eat? Are you just going to eat fries? You know, so they're always like trying to ask me where I want to go, and I'm kind of just like, look, I'll just eat fries or a salad. But you know, it can be awkward. I've really just tried to go with it and just be like, oh, I'll just eat whatever. But it really just depends. Like sometimes if I'm really hungry and all I can get is fries, like it definitely can be difficult. But like I said before, I think it's worth it and I wouldn't really want it any other way.
What are some restaurants that offer lots of vegetarian menu options?
Definitely like foreign restaurants, like the Mexican restaurant, Chinese restaurant, and like sometimes like places like Shoney's and Golden Corral, you know, if there's like a lot of variety in like buffets. And I really especially love going to like the Mexican restaurant because they really have like anything you'd want, because I'm a big bean eater. I can always get their bean burritos, they have rice, they have all kind of things that, you know, that I can eat as a vegetarian. And then I like also like buffets, like I said, they have tons of vegetables. They even sometimes have veggie burgers and stuff like that, so that makes it have a lot of options.
What about some that offer few or no options?
Yeah, those are definitely like the drive-through, you know, fast food restaurants. I've left McDonald's hungry before. So definitely like McDonald's, Burger King. I'd say Hardee's is the worst because I don't even like their fries. So you have places like that and you really, you just kind of leave hungry. You're like, well, you know, I literally have nothing to eat, but it's okay. I just get coffee or something.
What do you do when you travel?
I take a lot of snacks. I do remember this one time I was with friends, and I think like one girl might have known I was vegetarian, but most of them didn't. And so they would pick places like Burger King and Wendy's and McDonald's or whatever. And I never wanted to be like, oh my word, like I don't eat any of this stuff. And I didn't want to just get fries all the time. So I literally was like pretending that I wasn't hungry. And they're like, are you sick? And I was like, oh, like, no, like, I'm just not hungry. And I was like, literally, like, every time they would like go in, I'd be like stuffing my face with my crackers that I had in my car because I was so hungry. But I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. And like, I didn't want people to label me or be like, oh my word, we have to go to a sit down restaurant because of her. And like, that was going to take out of time, like, from our trip. So when I travel, it definitely can be an awkward thing with my family. You know, like they're totally comfortable with it and they're just like, hey, Lydia, like we can stop at Subway for you, even if we go to Burger King or whatever. But it definitely can be awkward, like when you travel as a vegetarian, if you're with new people and you don't want to be an inconvenience for people. But I always take, I like every time I travel, I am taking like some snacks in my purse because you never know what you're going to get into. You never know what town you're going to get into where all you can literally get is a hot dog. So I definitely have to come more prepared than a normal person would, because you know, anybody can grab like chicken nuggets, a hot dog, or hamburger, but if I want a sustaining meal for the trip, like I'm gonna have to be prepared. So as a vegetarian, it's definitely something that you have to think about. You know, like a lot of people are just like, oh, I'll just eat wherever, but when I'm literally going on a road trip or flying in a plane, you know, I went to Alaska and I knew like, you know, I don't know what I'm gonna be getting at these airports. I don't know what the airplane's gonna offer. So I had to come prepared. Like I took snacks in my bags, even when I got to Alaska. And when I went to the airport, I got some granola bars, like after I got out of checking in. And you do have to like have that mentality of like, okay, what am I gonna eat? How am I gonna get protein? So it is something that you're sacrificing for sure. But like I said before, being a vegetarian means a lot to me. I don't wanna just eat meat. I don't wanna be one of those people that eat animals. I think it's gross, I don't think it's right. And so I'm willing to sacrifice a little and bring a granola bar when I have to.
When you go to restaurants that do not have a single vegetarian option, do you leave the restaurant?
I can proudly say that I've never left a restaurant based on that, but I would have to admit that I've definitely left many restaurants hungry. My family are very big meat eaters, especially my brothers and my dad. They love a good steak. They love steakhouses. They love places that have, you know, everything meat. So I've never wanted to be like the stumbling block for my family. So I've always just went wherever they want. I remember a time in Tennessee, it was our Christmas vacation, and they just really wanted to go to the Dixie Stampede. Well, literally everything that the Dixie Stampede offers is basically meat, unless you just want to eat a biscuit. So I was in the Dixie Stampede there, and they were just loving all of this. There was like potato soup with bacon. There was like chicken wings, and they had even had like some kind of barbecue. And I could just see that my family was really enjoying it, but I was like, I'm literally starving right now. But it was sweet because three of my brothers gave me their biscuits, and so I literally had four biscuits. Definitely there's been times that I wanted to leave, but I definitely try to, you know, be there for my family too, because I know that this is not their choice, this is not their lifestyle, so I have to be sweet about like not leaving restaurants. And so I definitely have never done that, but there has been times that I wanted to, and I've definitely left restaurants hungry.
So lack of vegetarian menu options steers you away from some restaurants, thus affecting their business revenue, correct?
Yes, I think it definitely is. And I hope that one day that there will be way more people that are vegetarians, and you know, there'll be restaurants that give you more options. I really think that every fast food restaurant, every restaurant should have some kind of vegetarian meat. I don't know why they don't yet, and I think it definitely is hurting their business. I've never, like I said, I've never left a restaurant, but I would have spent way more money at a restaurant if they would have had a vegetarian option for me. And I definitely would come back.
Do you think there are enough vegetarians out there that businesses would benefit from offering more vegetarian options?
You know, definitely not in our area. We live in a very small town where, you know, it's a big deal to get a good steak, and most people on my road are cattle farmers and hunters. But you know, I definitely think in this world that there is, and definitely in America. You know, I've traveled a lot and I've met many vegetarians, and I think, you know, I've had conversations with vegetarians that like, I really wish that McDonald's or Burger King or anywhere would just sell a good veggie burger. You know, I can't go anywhere in my hometown and get a veggie burger, and I just don't think that's right. And I think that restaurants would definitely benefit from it. And another thing I think is that if people have the option to get either or, that some would choose a plant-based diet if they could just have that burger. You know, a lot of people love a good steak, they love a good burger, but they don't always love the idea of killing an animal or love eating an animal. But I think that they would buy it if they thought like, oh, like I could get this instead. And I definitely think they would. I think that it would be a good business thing. I know that like even families that have a vegetarian member in them would buy them because they would feel like they were supporting their family member. I know like a lot of my siblings and friends would like the idea that they had a veggie burger for me to eat, so we would always be choosing that restaurant. So I definitely think it could be very beneficial for any restaurant to have vegetarian options.
Do you think where you live in the world affects the kind of options you have as a vegetarian?
Absolutely, I do. You know, I've been to a lot of places, and like I said before, in my hometown, I can't get a veggie burger anywhere. I can't get a veggie hot dog anywhere. I can't get a veggie anything anywhere. But my sister lives in Seattle, Washington, and it really opened my eyes to the fact that there are people out there that are making a difference for the vegetarians of this world. You know, when I went to Seattle, I could basically get a veggie burger anywhere. Every restaurant I went to had vegan options. They even had vegan restaurants. Like, I mean, you seriously go in there and they don't have any meat products. They don't have any dairy products. It is just for vegetarians and vegans. Another thing that they had is tons of tofu. You could even get tofu at Subway in Washington. They literally have a tofu patty where you can put it on yourself. There is so many options in different big cities like New York and Washington, and definitely in different countries. I mean, like some countries like India, I know I have an Indian friend, and they barely sell meat anywhere. They don't sell any cow. You cannot find like a real burger anywhere in India. So it definitely has a huge impact on where you live. But you know, like I've had to be that one person in my hometown to be a vegetarian. And it's definitely so different like going into a place like Seattle or New York City, where literally like people, it's a normal thing to get a veggie burger. No one's like asking you questions like, why are you getting a veggie burger? What's a veggie burger? So yes, definitely where you live is a huge difference.
How do you think your vegetarian lifestyle affects restaurants and businesses?
it definitely has a bad impact on them. You know, like, I would totally go to a restaurant that had a veggie burger, but they're losing my business, and I know that they're losing other vegetarians' business. You know, it's a turnoff for us to just get French fries. And it's also, like, it makes us feel like they don't even want our business because they don't have any options for us. And I think that they would get a lot more business if they would sell vegetarian options, and they're being affected by losing our business. And I think, too, like I was saying before, like, my family would honor that, too. Like, other people would honor that if they had vegetarian options, even if they're not a vegetarian. So I think it really is decreasing their value in their restaurant, and they could be making more if they sold vegetarian options.
Are you the only vegetarian in your family?
I was for a very, very long time. And as a little girl, I was definitely very persuasive on trying to get people to not eat meat with me, but everybody just kind of rolled their eyes and was like, no, I want my burger. But my sister actually went to Germany for a year to help teach children. And she came back and she was like, you know, Lydia, everything that you said to me as a child, like, I kind of relate to that now. You know, Germany kind of gave her a new perspective. They didn't treat animals good. And she kind of got to see, like, where meat was actually coming from. And it kind of made her sick. And she did tell me, she was like, you know, I'm not exactly doing it for the same reasons that you're doing it. She's very health conscious now. Apparently going overseas made her that way. But she said that she was going to try the vegetarian lifestyle, and her then boyfriend, now husband, was into that too. So I definitely think that that had some impact on it. But my sister now is a vegetarian, and they don't even hardly eat any dairy products. They will occasionally eat fish, but she doesn't really hardly touch meat at all. So that was kind of cool for me, because after many, many years, I felt like finally somebody else in my family was a vegetarian.
What do you do when your family has a meal together? Are they often having to fix you a separate meal?
Definitely. My mom, from spaghetti sauce to casseroles, has always had to make me separate things. She has constantly been my hero on that. Like, even when I was little, like, she didn't want me to be vegetarian, and she told me that she didn't, but she wasn't gonna let me go hungry either. So, you know, just from like spaghetti sauce, like, she would literally have just a small little pot of spaghetti sauce for me that didn't have burger in it. My mom made special, like, beans for me, you know, if they were having just the meat meal. She even made me pot pies without chicken in them. She made me potato soup without bacon. She's made me chili beans without the meat in it. Like, I mean, everything. My mom has always just had, like, a special pot for me. And she's definitely made it possible for me to get all the nutrients I needed. You know, she knew at 6 years old that I wasn't going to change my mind. So she kind of had just to be that mom, just to make different options. She was always coming up with different things. Even if it was just a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, because there was nothing else, my mom always made sure that I wasn't hungry, even though it wasn't what she really wanted for me. So, yeah.
You've talked a lot about your family supporting you and your choices. Have you always been supported?
By certain people, yes. I feel like I've always been supported. You know, like my older sister and my mom. But by other people, no. And to some people in my family, I'm still not. They still make jokes about it. But, you know, especially when I first started, like, for instance, my brothers, they were always putting meat in my face, being like, eat it. They would make jokes like, when are you gonna grow up? Like, just stop, like, just eat meat, it doesn't matter. And I mean, and even my parents, my mom has been a big supporter in my life, but they definitely many times set me down and was like, Lydia, like, it's time for you to grow up. Like, you need to eat meat. Like, you know, why are you doing this? Like, you know, I was so young, and I get that, you know, like, as a 6 year old, like, my parents are worried about me and they don't think I'm eating enough or getting enough protein. But it was a big thing, especially for a while. Like, everybody was trying to convince me to eat meat. They're putting it in my face. My mom even secretly made my favorite dishes. Like, I used to love fried chicken as a little girl. So she would make fried chicken all the time, hoping that I would eat it. So I haven't always been supported, especially like at family gatherings. Like, my uncles are the biggest meat eaters you've ever met. Like, they love steak. They love anything meat. Like, meat and potatoes is their main diet. So to them, having a niece that didn't eat meat was like the laughing stock of my family. Like, everybody would laugh at me. And I remember one time my uncle was like, just wait until you find a good man that loves a good steak and loves to hunt. You'll change your mind. You'll be eating steak before you know it. So, you know, some things that really was kind of insulting, because it's like, no, this is my life choice, and they make a big joke out of it. So definitely sometimes I'm not supported. And to this day, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes people call me crazy. Sometimes people say, you know, are you ever gonna grow up still? But then other people, you know, they respect my choice and they believe in me.
Do you think you will have a total vegetarian household when you have your own family?
You know, I thought a lot about that question, and I probably have to say right now that no, I really don't think that I will. I've grown up in a family of meat eaters, as I said, and I know how to cook meat, and I know how to deal with, you know, eating with meat and whatever. And I used to think that, you know, I just raised my children to be vegetarian, and then later on, if they changed their mind, like, okay, then they could eat meat. But one family I know in particular that had vegetarian, had a total vegetarian lifestyle, and they raised their kids vegetarian. And, you know, 12 years later, their 12-year-old really wants to eat meat. He's going to school, and so they let him, and he had horrible issues with it. His body couldn't handle the meat. And so now the doctors are really saying that he could never eat meat again. And for me, you know, eating meat is a personal choice, and I would never want to force someone to not be able to do that. I would hope that my kids would have a heart for animals and that they would have a heart for compassion, and I would want them to know how meat is processed, and I'd want them to know the consequences of meat later on in life. But I definitely think especially if my husband wasn't vegetarian, that I would let my kids eat meat. I wouldn't buy it from just anywhere. I'd want a farm, you know, that took care of their animals and killed them humanely. But I think that I would probably raise them on meat because I would never want them to have to be forced to be a vegetarian. I would hope that maybe one day they would be, but I could never make that decision for them. That's a personal choice, and it is a personal choice for everyone, so I can't make that for them.
Does it bother you when others eat meat around you?
No, it really doesn't. Only if, like, people are really, like, ridiculous about it, and they, like, I've had, like, for instance, my brothers or sometimes my friends, they'll, like, you know, open their mouths and be like, I'm eating a cow or I'm eating a chicken, and make noises and talk about it. And that can be kind of bothersome and kind of annoying, and it's kind of hurtful, and I think it's disrespectful to animals. But I really don't get bothered. Like, I've never gotten sick over the smell of meat. I can even cook meat for my brothers and it doesn't bother me. So I don't really know why, because I've heard of some vegetarians that definitely get sick just from the smell of it, but I've never really had that problem.
Are you sympathetic for those who do not eat meat when trying to find menu options at restaurants, or do you believe that since it is a personal choice, individuals should only make the decision to dine at restaurants with those options?
I'm definitely sympathetic for people. As we talked about before, I think every restaurant should have vegetarian options. I don't care what you are. I don't care if you're Chick-fil-A. I get it, like, okay, eat more chicken, but you could have something that's vegetarian chicken, or you could have really good salads for vegetarians. You know, like, it is a personal choice to be vegetarian, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't have an option to eat at the restaurant. If I ever owned a restaurant, I would have meat options and I would have vegetarian options because it fits for both people. And I definitely am sympathetic for them. Yes, it's their choice, but they should be able to eat anywhere they want to eat.
Do you think if a new restaurant chain was created specifically for serving only vegetarian-based foods that it would be successful? Why or why not?
It totally depends on where it's at. Sadly, where I live, it probably wouldn't be. People would probably make jokes about it. I know I would be there every day, probably 3 times a day. But I think in many places, it already is. Like I said before, there is a vegan, vegetarian places in Washington, and they were super busy. Tons of people were there. And I even asked a few people, like, oh, are you vegetarian, when we ate there? And a lot of them weren't, but they like a good vegetarian meal. So I think that, you know, at first maybe it would take a little time sometimes, depending on where you're at, to get it big. But I think almost anywhere, like, it could definitely be a hit if they had really good options and they had really good substitutes, and it would get out there. And, you know, and if people would just, if they would also, you know, have some information about why it's healthier to eat that way and have really good prices, I definitely think it could be a hit.
Would you eat at the restaurant frequently, or would you continue searching for vegetarian menu options at numerous other restaurants?
If there was a vegetarian option, like, restaurant near me, I would eat there all the time. I would be so supportive of it. I would literally probably go, like, every 5 minutes. I love vegetarian food. I love, like, tofu, and I love vegetarian burgers. And one thing to me is I don't overly love making them all the time. Sometimes after I make them, I'm, like, not even hungry anymore. So it's really hard for me, like, to go to a restaurant and just get exactly what I want. Like, okay, I want like a really good burger, and or I want a really good corn dog, and I literally have to like make that myself, and it's not near as fun or near as enjoyable. So yes, I would go there all the time. It would definitely be something that I would do all the time, because a lot of times when I go to restaurants, I don't always get filled, or it's not exactly what I was craving. So if they had a restaurant for me where I could go and get lots of options that were vegetarian, you would literally find me there all the time.
If you were going to create a vegetarian restaurant, how would you market your business and get people to come?
I've definitely thought about this question a lot, and I know exactly how I would. I would first have to give samples, obviously, because, you know, a big thing to people is that vegetarian meat does not taste like real meat. Everybody's like, I'm not eating some vegetable instead of a burger. So I would definitely give out tons of samples. I would be all over the streets. I would go down many shopping centers. I'd hit up every store. I'd hit up big offices, and I would literally give them little samples of my product. And then I would also give them the health benefits and the difference between a real burger and a veggie burger. Because, you know, like, you literally get like triple the protein that like in a veggie burger than you do in a real burger. And this veggie burger is not bad for your cholesterol, and this real burger is. And this veggie burger doesn't have near as many calories as this real meat burger does. And there's so many different aspects that you could go on. So I definitely would go on the aspect of that it does taste the same, and that you're not having weight issues, you're not having cholesterol issues, you're not having heart issues. And like another big thing is, like I said before, like the animal meat products are really bad for you because the animals go through stress, and they have hormones put in their bodies. So I would definitely go with the point of view of that, you know what, you can have a meat burger that tastes like a real burger but not have the horrible benefits that a real meat burger does. And so I would go through like health and tasting wise.
Do you think everyone should give up meat?
You know, that's a really hard question, especially as a Christian, because I always come to the point of, because of Adam and Eve's sin, that you can't eat meat. God literally put animals on this earth to eat meat. And I have to say that, no, I can't say that everyone should become a vegetarian. But I can say that I think everyone should stop. They should stop supporting places that treat animals inhumane. You know, there's many different places that are being horrible to animals. They're killing chickens at 6 weeks old. They literally only have 6 weeks to live. They're keeping cows locked up in tight little pens and killing them horribly, not feeding them. They're living in their, like, it's a terrible, sad environment. And I think that everyone should not buy meat from that. You know, and there are farmers that do the right thing. They let their animals live, they treat them well. And I really can't say that they're doing wrong by doing that. Do I want to eat them? No. And do I think it's totally healthy for you? No, I don't. But sugar's not healthy for you either. So I can't tell you that everyone should be a vegetarian, but I can say that the way that animals are being treated today is just plain wrong. And you should stop eating meat animals are killed inhumanely.
What advice would you give to someone thinking about making the switch to a vegetarian lifestyle?
Definitely don't give up. You know, keep fighting for what you believe in. The thing is when you first do something like this, I mean, I was 6, and I remember that it was a little challenging because, you know, my friends were calling me crazy. My family was constantly asking me not to be a vegetarian. At times, I would be a little hungry. But as you get, like, as you become a vegetarian, it's like you don't even want to go back. You would never want to not be a vegetarian. And a thing is like you find out along the way that there's so many options. You know, when I first became a vegetarian, I didn't know there was going to be veggie burgers. I didn't know that I could literally have almost any kind of meat that I wanted in a vegetarian style. But you just have to keep trying. I was about 15 years old. It was probably almost 10 years before I started eating tofu. And now I can make almost any kind of tofu that I want to make. But I didn't even know what tofu was. My mom didn't know what tofu was. So you have to keep trying. You have to keep believing in yourself. If you want to be a vegetarian, you can become a vegetarian, and you don't have to be hungry. You know, like, you can find different options that work for you. So don't give up. Don't listen to other people. Like, if you think that you want to be a vegetarian, just ignore everybody else. They're going to ask you, like, oh, do you just eat grass? What do you eat? How are you going to get protein? Are you going to die early? You know, there's so many questions that you get asked, but just ignore them. Ignore other people's comments. You know, definitely just stay strong. If you are lacking in protein and you don't like peanuts and you don't like beans, then try vegetarian options or get protein bars. I mean, there's so many options that you have to be able to get meat, to get protein where you don't have to eat meat. So don't give up. Don't listen to other people.
Lydia, thank you so much for sharing your story and shining a light on what it is really like to be a vegetarian. Even though I'm not sure I could do it, you inspire me to think about how others live that way. I appreciate you being open and your willingness to answer my questions.